This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The number of new deaths in China's central Hubei province from a coronavirus outbreak rose by 116 as of Thursday. A further 4,823 cases had been detected in Hubei, the epicenter of the outbreak. That takes the total in the province to almost 52,000. But the executive director of the World Health Organization Emergencies Program said Thursday that most of the newly reported cases are related to a period going back over days and weeks, even retrospectively reported cases, sometimes going back to the beginning of the outbreak.
We need to be very careful when interpreting any extremes, be it an incubation period, be it in daily numbers. We must take all numbers into account. We must look at all numbers seriously, but we also must try and interpret what those numbers mean and not react directly to the number itself.
Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. He says getting clinical trials of drugs and vaccines underway as quickly as possible is of great urgency. Attorney General William Barr says that President Donald Trump has to stop his tweets about the Justice Department, AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
"I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases."
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
"People in the department are men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job."
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison, and then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number.